And we're joined on the line by Republic of Ireland and Aston Villa goalkeeper Shay Given. Shay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Miles.
How are you today?
Yeah, not too bad, Miles, not too bad. A bit disappointed with the result yesterday, but...
Well, I was going to come to that, yes. Beaten by Manchester City, I suppose. Maybe, well, definitely against the run of play, because I heard a statistic there that for the first time in 6.5 years, the opposing team had more possession than Manchester City, but didn't win.
Yeah, we were very unlucky yesterday. I felt we deserved at least a point, to be honest. If we had to come off with a point at the end, then we, you know, would have been thoroughly deserved. We just switched off on a set play with 2 minutes to go, and they've punished us. You know, it's just such a poor goal to give away as well, because of the, you know, if Man City sometimes carve you open like they can do, then it's you hold your hands up. But, you know, to lose a goal from a set play, you know, in that manner, especially after we just scored a couple of minutes previous to that, to get back to 2-2, well, you know, was a big disappointment for everyone.
Yeah, after being 2-0 down, but maybe the trouble started a little bit earlier when the goalkeeper made a bad mistake, really. Brad Guzan giving the ball away to Aguero, and so that's the man you don't give the ball to, because he put a sticker in the net.
No, it was a mistake by Brad. You know, he's the first to hold his hands up, and as you know, Miles, as a goalkeeper, you make a mistake, then it's going to be very costly. 9 times out of 10, it ends up in the back of your net. So it wasn't a good start for us, obviously. You know, we couldn't have got off to a worse start, really. But, you know, great credit and character I think this team has. And we showed it again. We went down 1-0, obviously, last week in the semi-final FA Cup to Liverpool. And we showed great character to turn that round and get back our noses in front. And as we were saying yesterday, we played really, really well. And it's just a huge disappointment not to take something away from the game.
Mm-hmm. Now, it was reported before the game that there was a possibility that Tim Sherwood, the manager, was going to select you in goal. What was the situation there? Did he speak to you about it?
No, not really. I just, you know, I've just been given the opportunity, you know, in the FA Cup this year, and it's gone really well, and I've played well and stuff, you know. So hopefully I'll get the opportunity to play again in the Premier League. That's what I want to do. I'm working hard behind the scenes, and when given the chance, then I don't think I've let anyone down, and in fact played well in games as well. So, you know, hopefully it'll give the manager, you know, a good option to you know, play us if he thinks that's the right thing to do.
You have, would you say yourself that you've been hard done by in relation to managers not picking you, because you haven't played badly and you know, in any game, be it for a club or country?
Yeah, it was frustrating a couple of years ago, when I got left out of the team, of course, and I think there was a few players left out, myself, Darren Bent, Stephen Ireland, even Alan Hutton. There was players that was sort of left out for different reasons, not football reasons as such, more so to get us sort of, you know, off the wage bill, away from the club and things. So it was disappointing it wasn't from a football side of things, you know, but this new manager's come in, obviously, and he said everyone's got a clean slate, and it's an opportunity for, you know, for again to show to him and show to the fans that I'm good enough to be playing every week, and hopefully, you know, I'll get a chance, and if I give him the chance, then it's up to me, obviously, to take that chance.
Well, so far, if you look at the table for goals conceded, Aston Villa third worst in the league. You would expect that they're looking for experience at the back. They're no more experienced goalkeeper than yourself. Surely you would fit into that regime. And it's not all about maybe saving the ball going into the net. It's organising the men in front of you as well.
Yeah, there's a lot more to goalkeeping than saving shots and stuff, as you say. You know, I've got a lot of experience, I suppose, and been in the situation a long number of years now. And hopefully, you know, I get the chance and I'll take it, Miles. But it's just, we don't know what the manager's thoughts are right now, but obviously he'll be disappointed after last night's game and stuff. And as I say, you know, we play Everton next Saturday, and, you know, I'd love to play, of course, and just work hard this week in training and see, you know, see what the manager's thoughts are then. But, you know, it's, we need points on the board, obviously. If we've got 5 games, I think, left, whatever it is, and, you know, we're nowhere near safe yet. We know we have to get a couple of victories under our belt to get away from the danger zone, and the sooner we can get them, then the better.
Would you be disappointed now if you didn't play, you know, maybe in the next game or certainly some of these games before the end of the season?
Well, I'd love to play, definitely, yeah. Next game, ideally, yeah. I mean, I don't know, Miles. We'll just sort of speculate in a minute. But, you know, as I say, I'll be ready to play if the manager gives me the nod. And, you know, if not next week, then the week after, whatever. I'd love to get a couple of games before the FA Cup final, obviously, in the end of May, which is a big game for everyone connected to the club and you know, something they look forward to. But, you know, we've got to park that to one side. We've got these league games, and as I said before, we need to get a few victories under our belt before we can think about the FA Cup final.
You're playing in all cup matches this season. You've got to the final. Yeah. You've played at Wembley now against Liverpool. It's on the 30th of May. That's a long gap if you haven't got another big game before.
Yeah.
How difficult is that for you to actually say that you don't have a game until the cup final?
Yeah, well, it'll be difficult. Yeah, I would like to think I'll play in some sort of game between now and the cup final. Even if it's a reserve game or something, I'll definitely get involved somewhere. Like, I mean, in this sense, the definitely cup run's been good for me this year because every couple of weeks we've had a round and it's something they work towards. And even a couple of weeks previous to the semi-final, I was, you know, back playing for Ireland against Poland in a big qualifier, and a couple of weeks before that we had a quarter final FA Cup. So it's been good in that sense. I've been working hard in training, and with sort of knowing in the future that these big games are coming up, and you know, it's given me a great, you know, lease of life to push hard again and get myself, you know, focused on the games coming up. But ideally, obviously, I want to play before the cup final. Yeah.
How difficult is it for a man of 39 years of age, happy birthday by the way, to play at that level and you know, to train to be able to play at that level?
Yeah, it's not difficult at all, really. I think obviously if you're a 39-year-old outfield player, then I think it would be a lot more physically demanding. But yes, I still work hard. Probably if you've got to do more work in the gym, yoga and things like that, you've got to do things like watch what you eat and drink and things. You've got to be a lot more disciplined when you get to 39, of course. But you know, in the scheme of playing football and stuff, I don't feel any different than 10 years ago, say, and you know, I still really, like last week, obviously the semi-final, Wembley, was a great buzz before the game personally, and just couldn't wait to get the game going and get out there and play, and you know, I don't think I'll ever lose that, you know, and I still feel like I can, you know, do a job, especially in the Premier League.
You must have your mind set in a particular way that you're going to be confident that you're going to do the job.
Yeah, I think you need that as a goalkeeper, especially because it's such a confident position. You know, you've got to be really mentally strong, and you know, like Guzan made a mistake last night. He needs to be mentally strong to get through the rest of the game and park that mistake to one side and move on. It's an unforgiving position, but you know, I've been obviously around the block a few times and you know the position, you know, through experience and what have you, that you've got to go to the next game and next training session and move on.
So you were brought into the Irish setup with Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane. You know, how did that come about?
Probably, you know, Roy spoke to me a couple of times at Aston Villa when he was the coach here, and you know, I kind of subtly asked him if he'd be interested, and I sort of went from there. And you know, obviously Martin picked me in the squad then, and you know, the last whatever year, so whatever it is, not even sure how many months I've been back, but you know, I've just been training hard and working hard and trying to get in the team as well in front of David Ford, and luckily enough the last game that Martin picked us, and you know, I was delighted to play, say, such a big qualifier in Dublin again, and you know, missed them big games, and you know, we've got another big game, obviously two big games, we've got England and Scotland coming up, you know, in June as well, so hopefully I'll get playing in a couple of them as well. They're massive games, and you know, it's great to get the jersey back on, the Irish jersey, and go out again at Aviva.
Do you regret in any way retiring from international football when you did?
Not really, no. I just felt it was the right decision at the time, and to be honest, I haven't played a lot of football since, you know, so I think this FA Cup run recent times has helped me maybe sort of persuade Martin O'Neill as well to play us, because, you know, as I say, I've played well in the FA Cup games, and I know Seamus McDonough, the goalkeeping coach, has been to watch me a few times, and obviously reported back to Martin and Roy as well. So I think this run really helped me to sort of push to get back into the Irish setup, and I think you need that match sharpness to perform at the international level, definitely.
And what made you decide to retire when you did?
I just felt that I just felt it was the right time with just wanting to focus really on the club football, but I didn't play much after that, so it was kind of a catch 22. I kind of sort of walked away from the Ireland setup so I could, you know, perform more and maybe recover better after games and stuff and just focus on my club football. But that didn't turn out so well. So I didn't really play, so I didn't really have no football to focus on for a year or two or whatever it was. So it was difficult, of course, difficult time, yeah.
And, you know, what's the setup like, the Irish setup? You know, is there a buzz there? Is there a great feeling about the can perform well?
We know we've got a huge game, you know, we've got Scotland, as I say, in June, and that's a big game like coming up. We need to win that game really to have any chance of qualifying, and you know, it won't be easy. Obviously they beat us up in Glasgow a few months back, and we really need to win the game to to have any chance of qualifying. So obviously a lot of the thoughts and attention will be, you know, focused on that game. We got England, I think, 6 days before to sort of a pre-warm-up game, but, you know, a friendly. But I can't say it's been that friendly playing against England, as you can imagine. In Dublin, it'll be a great game, I suppose, to prepare for the Scottish game. And no, the buzz is good. I mean, we just want to qualify, of course. It's we've probably got the toughest group in the whole lot, with, you know, Poland, Germany, ourselves, and Scotland. It's a very tough group we're in, but, you know, we've still got a good chance of qualifying.
It's a big game. It is really a winner-take-all in many ways, because you really have to win that one to you have four other home games, but by the same token, you have to get the points on the board against, you know, competition that's up there with you, the like of Scotland.
Yeah, definitely. I think they're maybe 2 points ahead of us, so at the top of your head, and, you know, we've got to really win the game to go ahead of them. Obviously, it's between ourselves, Poland and Germany for the two automatic qualifications, and the third place goes into the playoffs. So, you know, it's imperative that we won the game, really, and we're at home. You know, we want them to have even the crowd to get behind us, of course, and I'm sure they will do. But it's nearly a must-win game for us to have a chance, of course.
So you know, you might be playing on the big stage in you know, world football again, which I'm sure you didn't expect when you retired the first time.
Yeah, no, definitely. And you know, before that, the week or so before, they've got the FA Cup final as well. So there's lots of big games coming up, and lots of things for me to work towards. And you know, it's given me a real lease of life again, as I say, and really, you know, champing at the bit to play in all these big games. And you know, this is why you work hard behind the scenes that no one sees you in the gym, and doing all the different things and the commitment and the dedication you have away from football. And it's four big games like this, and you know, I can't wait for them coming up.
Have you any regrets that you didn't maybe transfer to another club and maybe get more Premier Division football?
It wasn't for the want to try, and if anyone knows me professionally or personally, I just want to play football. I mean, that was the reason I left Man City, was to play. And you know, I went to Middlesbrough last year for 3 months, and they wanted to keep me to the end of the season, which I wanted to do as well, but the club didn't let me. And so there's lots of things that people don't know and see behind the scenes, and I'm just desperate to play. I've always been the case since I've left Celtic when I was 16. Nothing's really changed in that sense, and even now at 39, and I'm still desperate to play in every game as well. So that'll never change, I don't think, even when I finish. I'll probably want to play for a local team or something, just to, you know, because I love football that much, basically, you know.
And I'm sure Lifford, St. Patrick's of Lifford, would take you back to play Gaelic for them as well.
Well, you never know. You never know what the future holds, but nah, you know, it's been in good stead. Obviously, the Gaelic football growing up in Lifford, and also Lifford Celtic as well. So, nah, great memories growing up and stuff. And, you know, one day, you never know, might pull the jersey back on again.
You might, that's right. Tell me, in relation to management, you know, you were in the backroom team there for a while at Aston Villa. How did you enjoy that, and what was your role?
Yeah, I did enjoy it. I was just really assisting the manager. And I mean, I've done my A licence and my B licence, and obviously it's great to gain them licences, but there's no substitute for gaining experience as well, and being in the dugout and obviously on the training pitch every day, and you know, planning for training sessions, and you know, video analysis and watching opposition. And it's just a whole different side of the coin. You know, obviously as a player, you just focus on playing and going to the gym and just looking after yourself, of course. And then when you become a coach, it's the opposite. You're looking after 25 players and 25 different problems, I suppose. But I did enjoy it, and I'll put it down as a good experience for myself personally, and something I'll use in the future.
And is that the road you'd like to go down? Would it be as a coach or as a manager?
I don't actually know yet for definite. I'll just probably need to see what the opportunities are when I finish, and where it would be and different things. But I definitely want to stay involved in football. I think it's, you know, as I say, it's in the blood, and I'd like to think, you know, the experience I've gained over the years, I could, you know, pass it down to younger goalkeepers or younger outfield players or whatever that may be. But obviously, you need to be given the opportunity as well, and whatever that may be, hopefully I'll get a chance somewhere.
You've done some work with the media. Would you like that area?
Yeah, I don't mind that. You know, I've done little bits of, you know, different media outlets and things, and that is something I wouldn't be, you know, a stranger to doing. Maybe when I finish, I think when you are involved with media, you can be your own boss in a sense. You can pick when you can work and when you cannot work, in a sense. Whereas if you're a coach, then it's basically a continuation of playing and even probably longer hours, because you're there all day doing different things and night things, watching games and stuff. So it picks up more of your time. So I think the media thing could definitely be, you know, something I might look into.
You mentioned there that, you know, when you were looking at the management side and so many players, did you find that footballers in general are quite difficult to work with?
Well, there's different personalities, as you can imagine, any walk of life, you know, but when you're 25 players and, you know, all sorts of different countries and languages and things, you know, I don't think it's difficult, but it can be testing and trying because, you know, you're not only got football problems, you get personal problems as well. If people have off the pitch, you've got to deal with, and just there's a lot to deal with, and, you know, managers have got a very tough job, of course, they're managing the whole club, you know, so it's 24/7 for them guys, and that's probably why it's such a stressful job. That's why you see a lot of manager aging, you know, a lot over the years, going grey and different things, and because it can be very stressful.
And, you know, are they overpaid and pampered too much?
I don't know. I think it comes a lot from your upbringing and, your own personal pride and your own professionalism and stuff. And, yes, you probably get the odd one who is overpaid as well, but, you know, we sometimes get tired with the same brush. Everyone's overpaid and pampered, which is not the case. You know, you're going to get the odd one, and then the media make a big hype of that, and they all play it, all football players are the same, but which we clearly aren't. You know, we're like any walk of life, there's lots of individuals.
And is there too much media attention to the Premiership, do you think?
I don't think so. I think it's one of the biggest, best leagues in the world, and you know, the media attention is obviously gone up over the years since I started playing the Premier League. You know, it's tenfold now, you know, press conference you do, there's, you know, maybe 100 reporters and stuff in the room, and whereas years gone by, a couple of the tape recorder, you know, it's just moved on so much, and, you know, the interest, not just in England or Ireland or whatever, it's a global sport, the Premier League, and so many outlets and so many different media forms want to speak to the players on whatever level, through radio or TV or whatever it is, and, you know, it's great for the league, of course, we're promoting the league, and, you know, it's great for fans all around the world.
You may know that Van Harps are doing well. They're 5 points clear at the top of the first division, so that's good here in Donegal.
Yeah, it's great news. You know, we love them to get back up to the top flight, of course, and they look in a good position at the minute. They just need to keep it going, of course, to the end of the season, and it'll be fantastic to get them back in the top division and get Finn Park, you know, getting the crowds back to Finn Park and playing some of the big clubs again, and, you know, hopefully they can do it.
Any possibility of you be coming back to play for Harps for a year or two?
You know, I don't know, Miles. I might have missed the boat now, as I say, 39 there last week. So, but no, it's obviously the big club in Donegal, and as I say, it'd be great to see them back up in the division. And for me personally, I wouldn't have thought I'd play. Maybe more Lifford Celtic when I'm sort of hanging up the boots, probably with more of a chance of I'm playing there, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, Shay, it's a pleasure talking to you. We appreciate you coming on. You've been with Highland Radio for the last 20 plus years. Maybe it's time we were hanging up the boots here on this side, hanging up the mic.
No, not yet. You've plenty of life now. Dog, get Miles, you're all right.
Hopefully. Shay, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
No problem at all. No worries.